Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
Well, in honor of the Democrat Party and the National Convention that's going on this week, I wanted to give you a brief history of the Democrat Party. I've wanted to do this for a long time, and this provides the perfect opportunity. And if you weren't planning on seeing it, you got to go see Dinesh D'Souza's movie called Hillary's America. The subtitle is something like The History of the Modern Democrat Party or something like that. It came out last week on Friday. You've got to see that movie. It's going to give you all the information you need and even a better and more entertaining explanation than the one you're about to hear from me. But who is the Democrat Party? What is the legacy of the Democrat Party? I'm going to specifically talk about race, and here it is. Let me give you my thesis statement right off the bat. The Democrat Party is currently and always has been the party of racism. It is the party of slavery. It is the party of segregation, and that is its origin. So let's start at the beginning, and as I unfold this very scandalous narrative, you will see that prejudice and racism and fighting against African Americans has, as I said, always been the legacy of the Democrat Party. So this sounds a little strange and a stretch because they always claim this moral superiority on the issue of race and civil rights, but in fact it is a complete facade. So as the Declaration of Independence says, let facts be submitted to a candid world. Who was the first Democrat, do you know? The first Democrat president, elected president, was Andrew Jackson. That's right. And he was an awful president. He was president, I want to say number 7 or 8, early 19th century. You're talking the 1820s. And Andrew Jackson was all about expanding the power of the executive branch, the president. And that's always defined the Democrat Party as larger government, expansive government power. So much so that he got the title King Andrew because of how much he consolidated authority in the hands of the president. Andrew Jackson, if you recall the Trail of Tears that you always learned about in school, when the Cherokee Indians were forced out of Georgia and many died along the way. They were greatly mistreated and thrown out of Georgia. That Trail of Tears, Andrew Jackson, that was under his watch at his hand. The Democrat Party was the party of slavery in the South, you know, beginning with the first Democrat, Andrew Jackson, and continuing all the way right up through the Civil War. That's where slaveholders and the slavery movement maintained its political power. That was the platform of the Democrats in the South, was holding to slavery. They constituted the Confederacy. They rebelled against the U.S. government. They caused the Civil War. It was the Democrat Party. You can go to the Dred Scott ruling in, I think it was the 1850s, just before the Civil War, the very famous Supreme Court ruling that upheld slavery and forced this slave, Dred Scott, who had gone into free territory and claimed his freedom, forced him to go back into slavery. Very controversial, very famous Supreme Court ruling. And that ruling, the majority was delivered by, that's right, Supreme Court Justice Roger Taney, who was a Democrat. Now, as far as the abolitionists who were against slavery moving up to the Civil War, they were from the North. It was a Christian movement, emphatically, and the abolitionists finally got one of their abolitionists elected. Who was that? That's right, you know, Abe Lincoln, and guess what he was? The first Republican. That was where the GOP started as a home for the abolition movement, moving up to the Civil War, so much so that they called him a black Republican. Why? Because he supported the blacks in abolition. It was Abe Lincoln, obviously, who won the Civil War, who issued the Emancipation Proclamation to free the slaves. The Republicans, after winning the Civil War, instituted radical reconstruction in the second half of the 19th century to reconstruct Southern society without slavery, to rebuild it without slavery. And they forced through the Civil War amendments, which was required for rebuilding the Union and bringing the South back in. And that was the 13th and 14th and 15th Amendment, again, passed only by Republicans. The Southerners were rebels. The Democrats were the rebels, pro-slavery. And the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment were abolition of slavery, 14th Amendment was equal protection under the law, regardless of race. And then the 15th Amendment was no one will be denied the right to vote, regardless of race, because of race. So the 15th Amendment was suffrage, the right to vote for all men, regardless of skin color, so blacks could vote. Now, in the meantime, late 19th century going into the early 20th century, the Democrat South became known as the Solid South, because even after the Civil War, they still maintained themselves as a voting bloc of Democrats, anti-black. Do you know it was then that we see the rise of the KKK, the Ku Klux Klan, which was what? That was the terrorist, violent extremist arm of the Democrat Party. It was Democrats that came together in their communities to subjugate and oppress blacks, even though blacks had now earned their freedom after the Civil War. They subdued blacks' rights. They're the ones who started all the lynchings and all the attacks on African Americans. The Democrats are the ones who passed the infamous Jim Crow laws, which all throughout the South, until the Civil Rights Act of 1964, Jim Crow laws maintain segregation, keep blacks and whites apart. Literacy tests and poll taxes to prevent blacks from voting. That was, you know, you had to pass a literacy test if you wanted to vote. You had to pay a poll tax if you wanted to vote. All that was done to keep blacks from voting. And then the Democrats passed grandfather clauses that would exempt whites from these voting restrictions so the whites could vote and the blacks couldn't. Let's continue on. Woodrow Wilson, early 20th century, horrible president, continued this expansion of the federal government's power, just like his predecessor, Andrew Jackson. Again, Woodrow Wilson's a Democrat, really a socialist progressive, had a very low view of the Declaration, did not hold to this principle of inalienable rights, God-given rights, thought these were antiquated notions. And he introduced racial segregation into the federal government, into all of its offices and buildings. That was never done before. We're in the 20th century now, and a Democrat brings in racial segregation into the government. And also, he did not welcome blacks when he was president of Princeton University. This is your Democrat Party. We move on to FDR, who continued the legacy of big government. Franklin Delano Roosevelt was one of our worst presidents ever, still in line with this heritage of expanding the government's power, consolidating authority in the federal government, like Jackson, like Wilson. He was a socialist. He introduced full-scale socialism into this country through the New Deal. And he promoted segregation, even segregating his White House staff so that his black and white servants weren't allowed to eat together. Now, some of these big names, these infamous names in the story of segregation that we hear in school and in history, Democrats. Democrat Governor George Wallace of Alabama, remember him? He blocked the University of Alabama, what was that, in the 1950s thereabout, to prevent the desegregation of that university. He stood there. It was a big national moment. They've got pictures of it. You could check it on the internet. It's very famous. Stood right in front of the door to stop blacks from coming in. Civil Rights Act of 1964 was pushed through largely by who? That's right, Republicans. Lyndon Johnson was our next character to look at. He was president during the War on Poverty, and this was in the 1960s, and Lyndon Johnson was a Democrat, continuing the legacy of expansive government, and he brought us the largest expansion of the welfare state ever in history after FDR. Let's read some quotes from Lyndon Johnson. I've read this one before on Feet to the Fire. He said this. This is in 1948, Democrat. I have voted against the so-called poll tax repeal bill. I have voted against the so-called anti-lynching bill. So we're already in the mid-20th century, and one of our presidents, a Democrat, before he was president, said, I'm against repealing poll taxes and I'm against anti-lynching bills. By the way, I didn't mention this. Al Gore's dad, when he was in the U.S. Congress, voted against the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Al Gore was a modern contender for the U.S. presidency. Let's see. Johnson said this. These Negroes, they're getting pretty uppity these days, and that's a problem for us since they've got something now they never had before, the political pull to back up their uppityness. Now, we've got to do something about this. We've got to give them a little something just enough to quiet them down, not enough to make a difference. For if we don't move at all, there'll be no way of stopping them. It'll be Reconstruction all over again. How racist is this? This is the guy who puts through socialism, the expansion. Why? Because that keeps people oppressed and poor, and that's the goal of the Democrat Party. And Lyndon Johnson said this, I'll have those N-words, I read this quote before to you, I'll have those N-words, the racial slur for blacks, I'll have them voting Democratic for the next 200 years. Because that's what Democrat policy is in the welfare state. It's forcing blacks to stay oppressed and poor and unemployed and dependent on the government so that they keep voting Democrat. You have to understand that modern socialism has created institutionalized slavery, and blacks have now gone, because of Democrat policy, from 19th century plantations to the modern government plantation, and they are held captive to government welfare, social programs that keep people poor and unemployed. It dehumanizes them and keeps them dependent. It's what we've seen ever since the end of slavery and the introduction of socialism. It's manipulating blacks for their votes, and the Democrats say this: vote for me and I'll give you empty promises and then send a welfare check. Just keep giving me power. How about Democrat Senator Robert Byrd of West Virginia, who served in the U.S. Senate, listen to this, until 2010, just 6 years ago, honored and loved by Democrats from Hillary to Bill to Bill Clinton to Barack Obama himself. And who's Robert Byrd? None other than a former member of the KKK, Grand Kleagle, a recruiter for the KKK. And as I said, he was serving right in our U.S. Senate until just 6 years ago. No one wants to talk about that. No one wants to say that. They sweep that under the rug. The modern party, the Democrat Party, just sees blacks now as a source for power, a group to exploit and manipulate to get their votes so that Democrats can stay in power and then advance a liberal agenda. And all that socialism has done now for decades and generations has destroyed the African-American community and made them dependent on government, on socialism, on the exchange of wealth from one class to another. They are dependent on the government for sustenance, and they have been trained over generations to just stay impoverished and oppressed without jobs, without working, because the Democrats want to keep using them to get political power. It's offensive, it's sick, but that is the legacy of the Democrat Party. There you go, folks. Unquestionable, the party of racism, and the Republican Party, since its inception with Abe Lincoln, has been the party of freedom, has been the party of equal rights for all men, has been the party of abolition, has been the party of serving and advocating for blacks and civil rights and desegregation and promoting humanity. That is the Republican Party. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. The Democrats don't have the morally superior position of advocating for civil rights and the equality of minorities and blacks. Their legacy has been the complete opposite for all of American history, and it's still that way today because they're the ones advocating for social programs that keep blacks oppressed and suppressed economically and socially. It's the Republicans who stand for freedom, liberty, and righteousness from the beginning, and we need to maintain that going forward. When Democrats lecture us about civil rights, tell them their history, and maybe it'll make them blush when they realize that they're the party of slavery, and go ahead, hold their feet to the fire.